Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Raceite.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing!
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Raceite.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing!
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful.
Welcome to the Strictly final Curse of Strictly podcast with us, me, Mark Haynes, and him,
I am Julia Rayside. I'm playing with my microphone.
I'm so happy to be back to watch you do that.
Oh, there we are.
Wasn't Carrie brilliant last week?
She was okay. I felt I had to drag her up quite a lot. I felt it was, if anything, it showed just how brilliant I am on air.
It's true. I think somehow you made her say all those clever long words that never normally have a place in this podcast.
Entirely scripted.
Hippocampus. I mean, that was a maverick.
She's a great actor. She was reading off the script that I'd written a day in advance.
She made it sound so spontaneous.
Unless she didn't think it was funny, in which case that was a joke. Welcome back.
Oh, it's so nice to be back.
Yeah, you missed an exciting week.
Oh, well, I didn't miss it, as in I did watch it, but I was shouting my thoughts at the TV rather than you, Mark.
Yeah.
But it was a very exciting semi-final.
It was.
And I think the right result. I think everyone's happy with that result.
Poor, sad Karen Howard the whole way through.
Apart from Karen Howard
looking really
teary
upset.
Eyes.
I know, she really was. She might as well have just gone out there wearing a T-shirt that said, bye. See ya.
And on the back, Mark, can I have that cuddle now?
That is very much a T-shirt that she was going to wear has been swapped by someone who's got plans. So we're going to be approaching the final this Saturday at 7:05 on BBC One.
Mm-hmm.
2 hour spectacular.
Do you know what? That doesn't fill me with dread like it usually does. I'll take 2 hours. I'll take it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Normally they have four finalists. I think this is the first non-four-person finalist because of young Will going out.
Of course. We were wondering why there had not been a week where no one got eliminated. I think three couples is manageable. It's tasty bites. It's not... I think four couples doing two dances would make me feel slightly killy before the end.
I agree totally. I've actually quite enjoyed the last few weeks where it's just been an hour. I found the two dances even last week was a little bit longer than I wanted it to be.
Me too.
But I did like the week before where it's just five dances, you know, done.
Yeah, perfect.
Absolutely great. Are you devastated that Chris Ramsay is not in the final?
Do you know what? I'm not. I think I said this a couple of weeks ago. The reasons for people going on Strictly are, you know, most often raising their profile. You know, their agents will be shoving them towards this show because it's the most incredible exposure.
Mm.
He was a successful stand-up comedian who will now go on to be an extremely successful, selling out bigger venues stand-up comedian. He wasn't going to win. He didn't need to go to the final.
No.
Obviously, Karen really wanted to.
Mm.
I think everything that he needed from the show, he has been given with a big ribbon tied around it. And I'm very happy that his story concluded thus.
Yes, isn't it nice? I had look at one of the tabloids is actually printing out the pay scale that works with Strictly. So there's always been that thing of, I think like I'm a Celebrity, they don't have the sliding scale. So if they negotiate with you $100,000 and you go out in week two, then you still have to be paid the $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Strictly, very BBC, doesn't work like that.
So you're saying that the amount of time they spend in there will increase the payday?
Yep, that's exactly it. So they get a base rate of £25,000.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't it?
Not bad.
When you say it out loud, but you know what? You read it in the paper and you just sort of go, oh, of course, 25 grand. You look at it, you go, £25,000. James Cracknell, here's £25,000.
I know, for the work he did. It's about, was it 3 weeks training?
Yeah.
And one live show, 25 grand. That is not bad.
That is not bad at all. If they make it to October, they get 40 grand.
Ooh.
Quarters, you get 60 grand.
Oh.
If you make it to the final, £75,000 each.
So the hidden element is we're watching them on a game show, watching their totalizer.
Very much so.
And so no wonder they get so happy some weeks.
The overall winner will get 100 grand.
Oh.
That is a tenth of £1 million.
Does this have any bearing on the professionals, or do they just have flat fees and
they don't win
a bonus?
I believe they're all paid £50,000.
Oh, but no bonus for winning.
I don't know. I mean, I presume
there must be some, because they're so hungry for it. I mean, I know they're competitive people.
Yeah.
Because they're effectively sports people, but they seem to want it bad.
I noticed that there was a big poster in the Tube for Anton Dubek and Erin Bogue.
Oh,
there's
lovely Erin
blast
Bogue.
From the past.
I liked her.
And they're doing one of their sort of, you know, the very best of dead music dancing. spectaculars.
I'll be front of the queue for that one. Yes, please.
Yeah, I think that would be a... I presume these shows are slightly sleight of hand, aren't they? Because they're not going to come out to dance for 2 hours. They're going to go...
Lots of backing
dances. Before we come out and dance, there's a young dancer who I'd love you to see.
Yeah.
And
for an hour and 55 minutes.
Yeah. Anton comes on right at the end in a spotlight, bows, and then
little
taps
pirouette
off the stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we got our finalists. We know who they are now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Kelvin, it's going to be Karim, and it's going to be Emma.
So who was that last
Barton.
One? Who was that last one?
Shocking. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
I'm so happy.
I'm pleased that it's not an all sausage fest final.
Yes.
I'm very pleased about that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You don't think she deserves it, do you?
Do you know what? She doesn't. No. No,
she does.
She does. She just dances a style that I absolutely... It makes me feel like I'm mummified. I just dry up.
Sort of claustrophobic and covered in bandages.
It makes me imagine a childhood that I didn't have, stuck at a maiden aunt's house in the seaside, listening to a clock tick, motes of dust in the air. It's much too hot, and she's giving me weird boiled sweets from the 40s.
A little stuck together.
The whole thing just makes me want to scream.
Fair enough.
Apart from that, I mean, the dresses are lovely.
She looks lovely, and she's got nice legs. Mm. I think they're going to make a really nice, refreshing change to the final, because otherwise, Karim and Amy and Kelvin and Oti... Well, no, Kelvin sometimes appeals to the old school. Some of his routines do, that then they're not as kind of up to the minute and sort of modern, perhaps, as Karim and Amy's. But you need that element. You need the old-fashioned Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers element in a final. And it's clear from so far, the dancers, we know they've been picked. We talk about the dancers they're doing now in the final. So they have to choose their own favourite, which we haven't had announced yet.
Yeah.
But each couple gets a judge's choice, which is, as it sounds, and then a show dance, which obviously we don't know the style of the dance, but we can guess from the music.
Yeah.
So Anton and Emma are going to do, for Musicals Week, their Charleston to Thoroughly Modern Millie again, which was brilliant and arguably their best dance. That's their judge's choice. And then their show dance. We just played this song in the office before we came down to record this podcast. It's older than time itself.
It is.
I have to admit. It's Let Yourself Go by Irving Dead Berlin.
If you pick a song that was recorded before the world had heard the name Hitler, that is an old song. It's
1936.
Look, he knows what he's good at. He knows what she can do.
Yeah.
I do think there's something funny about the judge's pick. Used to be there was a dance that you did and it didn't quite work, but
and
it
they
had
want
potential.
To see you do it better. They want to see you drill it and make it perfect.
And they've picked, I think, with all three of them, they've pretty much picked. I think Karim and Kelvin both got 39 for the dances the judges have picked, and the Thoroughly Modern Millie one was her best dance by far.
Yeah.
So it's a bit odd. Those are the couple's choice dances, surely.
This year they seem to be... I know what you mean. I think this year they seem to be wanting them to just have the best possible chance to shine, which I think is better, rather than give them a handicap. In the final, we know it's not about the dancing anymore. It's about the popularity of the celebrity.
Yeah.
And what we think of them on screen with their partners, all that kind of stuff, all those complicated sort of imponderables. what we want to see is just them dancing really well.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them struggling through a dance they found to be a bit of an arse.
No,
I
agree with that. They need to work out a way of doing it, though, that if the judges are going to say, do your best dance, and then they've still got the thing of going, and now we choose our favourite dance.
Yeah.
Well, the best dance is always going to be the one they choose.
Well,
you
think so.
It seems a little bit of an overlap.
Maybe this year they're making it so that they have to choose... obviously not the one they're most comfortable doing.
Yeah.
There is going to be that element, isn't there, I suppose, that their favourite dance won't be their favourite dance because they've already nabbed that one.
So. I'm all for changing the format slightly and sort of saying in the final, your first dance is going to be your favourite dance that somebody else did.
Oh.
And you'll dance with their partner.
Ooh,
keep that partner in. And I just think it would be like an exciting... You could see...
each other's celebrities, wouldn't they?
It would be amazing for Kelvin to go, you know that dance that Karim did that everyone liked, the jive?
Yeah.
Watch me. Watch me.
Watch me kill it. Watch me grind that little schmuck into the dirt.
You've seen how a boy do it. Yep. Well, now it's time for man showing. That's my best Kelvin impression.
He hasn't had a head injury since the semi-finals, Mark, has he? He's not that slow of wit.
He does have a sliver of the Stone Age about him.
Just because he's got a big forehead, leave the lad alone.
Huge, great forehead.
You're just jealous of his nipples.
For carving out cliffs to live in. Bang, bang. Kelvin has made home.
Let's talk about Kelvin and Oti next then. Mm. So their judge's choice is their rumba. They did the two Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah.
Which again was, I mean, every dance is their best dance. I can't think of one that's been like a bit ropey.
It's unusual to choose a rumba though, because that is a slightly sort of, it's the one of the dullest of the dances.
It can be. Unless Kelvin's wearing some kind of mesh upper body covering.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then it gets more interesting, personally.
I mean, they are the bookies' favourites.
Yeah.
They are, at the moment, if you went to sort of Bet365, other awful betting people are available.
Yes.
But you would get odds of 1/16. I'm never sure how to say this. 1/16.
Tell me what that means in real terms.
A shilling and 16 pence.
For my £1, what will I get back?
For your £16, you will get back one.
Okay, got you. So it's really
that
not worth it.
That is how far they are the favourites.
Yeah.
The next favourites are Emma.
Oh, really? They're second favourite now.
7-2.
Oh, that's annoying. I should have put the bet on weeks ago.
And then Karim 10-1. I think actually that might be the odds from Ladbrokes. I can't remember, but the odds on Bet365, they don't even let you put a bet on Emma. And I think it's because they're so sure she's going out.
Oh.
So, but Karim is, I think, 7-1 on that.
Wow. It's, they really don't think he's going to be popular then.
No.
The smart money now goes not on the best dancer, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's the nicest person.
I think really the only smart money is to put it on Kelvin and Oti. And the reality is, I think from day one, they have been leagues ahead. I have a feeling as well about how last week Kelvin finally got his first 40.
Yes, at last. And they stretched that out. Craig kept him waiting.
I have no doubt that he is going to have a perfect score on Saturday.
Yeah,
night.
And that's an advisory score only. It doesn't count to what it's just phone votes, isn't it, on Saturday
yes.
night?
Yes, and they've built him really well as a result of that.
Yeah.
By not continually having 40s, that he gets the final, he does two dances that get 40s, that he's then going to be going, but this time he's going... I've done it. I have scaled the mountain. The journey! They have engineered the journey of Kelvin very well.
And you said it last week with Carrie. This is an entertainment show. And the producing that goes into that side of the story is the character arcs, if you like. And we're talking about, you know, basically narrative fiction here.
Mm.
They have managed him better than any other contestant, I think.
Yeah.
He's been a bit too good some weeks. But overall, because he's so effing humble, it's worked. His story has worked well.
It really has. The only thing that makes me a little bit concerned is I went on the Strictly Come Dancing Twitter feed, the official one. And when you look at the thing saying, oh, it's the finals coming up, and you click on all of the people who have joined in, there is so few people saying Kelvin and Oti are the best.
Really?
Huge, huge number of people love Karim and Amy.
Ooh. But they're not voting because he was in the dance-off.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, but if the people who are interacting with the Twitter do save it up for the final, then Karim is going to sweep the board.
I don't know. It's funny, isn't it? I think depending on where you look, you get a totally different impression. Mm. Emma and Anton have never been in a dance-off. So their phone votes must be, or their online votes must be, really impressive.
That's
because they're not
nuts.
Often at the top of the scoreboard.
That is nuts.
Go figure. I mean, who knows? The final can all change. People who've never picked up the phone, I think, can pick up the phone in the final because you feel like you'll get an instant result. And,
yeah.
You know, we're sort of dumb humans. Press button, make peanut come up. Press button, no peanut. Like, you just want it.
There will be a lot of elderly people who have had coaching over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
In how to operate a mobile phone
so
they can
vote
for Emma and Anton.
Yeah.
It's the second time that he's made the final in 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the whole tenure of his time at the show.
Yes.
Someone did, a nice person came on the Cursor Strictly Twitter feed this week and informed me that he's been given some kind of minor presenting role on This Morning.
Yes, I saw that.
Which I don't know,
week.
Might be a short-term thing. You never know when these things get announced. It can be like, oh, they're going to present. Oh, no, okay, it's just for a week or something. But, you know, maybe he is... making Outroads.
That seems like a definite...
The Bunker.
Because, I mean, if you were part of the Strictly family and you were right in the heart of it, you would not be going over and saying, can I go and do
not
something on ITV? You would never be doing that.
Maybe he's been given his agents clearly had the nod that it's fine for him to go and get jobs elsewhere.
Isn't it? Maybe. I mean, maybe Anton would like to think about some cruise dancing this year.
My mum would like that. She wants to go on a cruise and dance with Anton. So if she could two birds, one stone, that would be perfect.
I bet he goes on a lot of cruises. I bet he does 5 days.
Do you think he permanently wears travel bands on his pressure points? Yeah,
it must be exhausting. It must be exhausting having to walk around smiling. He set himself up as being a very smiley person.
Yeah.
If you're Craig and you did a cruise, easy.
Easy
you
just to shut
going,
yourself in your
leave
cabin.
Me alone, darling.
Yeah.
Fine. But Anton has to be nice. What a rod for your own back.
I know, that's bad, isn't it? You cannot escape those perfumed old ladies.
Nope.
Not for the 3 weeks you're at sea, you can't anyway.
No, all talking to you about the chart hits by Irving Berlin. Anton was born in 1966.
He
so much older.
I mean, he does. He's in his early 50s. He's got young twins, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And a sort of younger partner. But yes, he seems to come from another time.
He really does.
Well, he certainly knows how to play that part.
He just seems like the sort of person that if you looked at old photos of the Titanic, you would spot him in the dance band. You know, just this ancient, ageless hoofer.
That's a really chilling thought, Mark.
I am the spirit of the dance.
God.
You may call me Tony.
Brr, I just got a proper chill down my throat.
And welcome to the Musical Podcast. I'm Kiri.
And I'm Jade.
And I'm Dave.
Dave's on keys. But we don't play that too much because otherwise we'll have to pay some people rights money.
Yeah.
We do a live show where comedians come and sing their favourite musical theatre songs in front of a live audience. This podcast
is us bringing that person inside of a building.
Welcome to Just a Minute with Jade Adams.
I panicked.
Enjoy.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, Kelvin and Oti, they're doing their rumba again. Their show dance is to Shout by the Isley Brothers.
Mm.
So that sounds energetic. Is this the same shout that Lulu did?
Or,
so I'm not getting confused.
It's the better version.
That is a gallopy, polkery kind of a high-energy dance. So
it's also a little nod to the Northern Soul that his dad loves.
Exactly.
You know, it's a real crowd-pleasing stomper, that one.
Yes.
Imagine Lulu's Shout sung by... two of the most beautiful voices on earth, rather than Lulu's. I mean, it will be...
Tommy and Thingy will have a field day with this, won't they? No, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, often in the finals, they used to do that thing. I've seen it over the years where they used to bring in the celebrities to sing. So you would get...
Really?
In the old days, I'm sure this would have been, you know, they'll be dancing to Shout by Lulu. And of course, they'd bring Lulu in. This year, they've made it very clear that that is not Lulu. Something to worry about.
No, sorry. Mm. So yeah, so that's going to be... It sounds like the rumba, obviously, they've had imposed upon them the very slow dance.
Yeah.
So they're going completely the other way. They're going to show his range. Mm. They're going to show him in a series of tight tops doing different things with his lovely body. OT's got a lovely body too. This is an Equalox podcast.
Yeah. But so if I say it, I get cancelled.
Yeah, no, you will. You're and put in prison. And
you're no better than Shirley Ballas.
I'm a walking hashtag. I'm a problem and I need solving. So Kelvin and OT, I think that sounds good. Depends what their choice of. But they could choose anything, frankly, couldn't they?
Yeah. They really
got like a proper ballroomy ballroom in there. So maybe they'll stick in a waltz or a something.
Yeah, I think, you know, they have a... It's the only thing I worry about with that is they have so many dances that I think whichever one they pick, there's going to be a sizable number of people at home going, oh, why didn't they do the one I really like?
Yes, well, that's always the case, isn't it?
And that could be a bit of a worry.
I suppose so. So moving on then to Karim and Amy. Mm. They are going to, for the judges, repeat their quick step to the Mr. Pinstripe suit.
Yes, the one set in a Technicolor sock shop.
The branch of the sock shop. Yeah, they have I imagine the one in Euston Station.
Yes, no, that's long gone.
Oh, okay.
And they had a sort of big shop counter behind, and they were dancing in zoot sort of coloured.
Yes, quite colourful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great one to choose. I think he's a real danger for Kelvin here because
I think so?
Yeah, I think on the day, if you came to it pretty fresh, you would maybe just think he was more energetic and more exciting. I mean, he is very, very good at what he does.
He is, but is he going to listen? Because he hasn't really, and they've become quite frustrated with him. Is he going to listen to the judges when they say, your technique is impeccable, but your whole sort of presentation is a bit too sparkle for mummy and kind of clenched teeth?
It's the final.
Be more, what's the word, lyrical fluid. I just did Bruno arms then, you know, when he does his amazing...
Lyrical fluid.
His lyrical fluid arms.
Yeah.
But he does lack that sort of slightly natural quality.
I agree with you entirely, but I don't think the final is the point where the judges are going to say, come on, we've told you about this, get it right.
No, they're
going to go,
we're gonna
what a dance. I think there'll be a lot of people, there'll be a lot of eyes on the final that aren't there in the intervening weeks.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will vote for the winner that don't vote during the weeks.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Looking at that Twitter feed, the amount of love for Karim is astonishing.
Curious.
We live in this little bubble where we both sit there and go, isn't he like a horrible stage school brat?
He's not horrible. I feel bad. I'd like to issue an apology to Karim now. He's very talented and he's very driven.
Mm.
I'm just saying, as a voter, you don't always necessarily vote for the person who's just laser-focused on the prize.
Yeah.
Because as a British person, I find that uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're not listening to that podcast,
are you, Karim? The one with the mean woman.
The hate podcast. Yeah. They hate us.
You can tell when you've been listening to Karim because he can't dance after, you know?
He's nice, really. She really is steely. At the start of this podcast, we said, oh, she's one of my favourites. She's so lovely. Oh, she's lovely.
I know.
She's a very thin veneer of lovely with a kind of robot underneath.
There's a brittle surface and a hard interior.
She saw that she had a potential winner.
Yeah.
In her lap and went right. You
absolutely grooming
no
in
rest.
the old term, old usage
can
of the word.
Can we just say training? Can we not say the
training is a thing that almost sounds like a thing that you're doing with someone else? She is taking him, molding him.
She is molding him,
forcing
God,
him,
yes.
pushing him. I mean, she is just driving him.
But it feels tense. They're after dance chats with Claudia, where they're side by side.
Yeah,
there is some nice touching and hugging and stuff, but. That just physically, they just seem clenched next to each other.
Very much so.
Like, this has to go well. This has to go well.
If I am sure...
Like, she has my family in a dungeon. This has to go well. Oh, my God, don't kill my family.
If the judges said, look, it's neck and neck, Kelvin and Karim, there is nothing between it.
Yeah.
We're going to give this glitter ball to the first person to cut off their partner's head. Amy would have done that by the time they said glitterball. You know,
and she has a knife in her shoe for just such an occasion.
Exactly that. Yeah, do not mess with Amy. Don't mess with Amy.
She'll cut you.
She will be a mess either way. When the final comes
oh,
in.
Oh, God. I mean, all
in.
That tension will suddenly leave her body. Absolutely. She might just turn into a lump of jelly on the floor. Her bones will go soft.
Like in The Wizard of Oz, when the witches sort of disappear.
<I'm melting>. You know, in a very pretty way.
Yeah.
Their show dance, I don't know this tune at all. It's Pink's A Million Dreams.
No,
haven't ever heard it, don't know what the tempo is.
No.
I'm assuming, because it's Karim, there'll be a billion million steps and it'll be kind of bouncy.
But Pink is the music for the fairground, isn't
it's
it? When you
pop,
walk through the fairground and you go, God, it's so loud, that's usually Pink.
Yeah.
Right? So it is going to be one of those full-on things.
In your
I
face.
I still think the choices of music in this series have been absolutely appalling.
Yes, not a patch on previous years, I think.
Not at all.
Occasionally there'll be like a Seven Nation Army or a something you think, oh, I can get, even if you didn't know it, you'd probably find it quite an arresting thing. There's been lots of forgettable choices.
Very much
music.
So. And I think there's a lot of people at home who'll be listening to this and saying, oh, am I really old? Have things moved on?
That's well, just you, Mark.
Yes, they have. But the other thing about it is, I just think that this is primetime BBC One.
Yeah.
You wouldn't book as an act on Jonathan Ross, if that's still going, again.
I think it is.
See previous thing about me being old. You would not book those acts onto Jonathan Ross.
No.
Why at 7 o'clock in front of the, you know, a tea time family audience are you putting on songs that literally, I mean, you've never heard of? And I don't mean that in the sense of they're new. They can be new, but they have to be big. They have to be bangers.
Yeah.
You know, why aren't they doing, I don't know, things of the calibre of like Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Yes, the big hit.
Yeah, everybody knows that song. You might not know it's Miley Cyrus, but you'll have go, oh, that's the one that goes.
It's popped up.
Exactly.
On an advert. Yeah.
Pop is popular. Keep the popular stuff. There's been too much stuff on this, which has been like, oh, I've got a Panpipes CD, and there's a track actually that I always listen to, and it makes me think of my poor dead dog Snowy. Let's get Karim and Otis to dance to it, and they really need to get that sorted.
Yeah.
This should be big, exciting. If you see it on in the background, you're like, oh, I love that. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yes, it should. It should make you turn and look at the TV, not just be like elevator music, kind of drifting out of the speakers.
If I don't know where the music is going, I cannot do my own dance in my head.
Exactly,
to it.
Or indeed in your chair, Mark, as you've been known to do.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah,
just, all in the hips.
Even if it's just buttock clenching, which it is when Chris and Karen were on. So that's the final two dances. So those are two of the three dances.
Mm.
We don't know what the dancers, the celebrities, are going to choose for their favourite dance. So then chuck in another one for good measure, but they usually try and mix it up and have something to show their full range.
Cannot imagine what Emma and Anton are going to be doing.
They'll do a lovely ballroom, obviously. Cynical old thing.
They'll
do something beautiful. They'll do a waltz or something incredibly trad.
God, we could have got them if my
she'll be in chiffon
exchange thing had worked, then I'd have had them doing Chris Ramsey and Karen's street commercial to Ready to Rumble.
I mean, that would have been funny. And they'd have probably done it quite well.
I don't think it would be. I'd certainly enjoy it more than a lot of the stuff they do well.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I think for the Nans, they'll definitely be either something Hollywood foxtrotty or more likely a waltz, something really old fashioned.
There really will be.
Yeah.
And they'll be attempting to split away, and sort of it will be essentially the old versus the new.
Yeah.
And they will hope there are enough elderly people out there.
It's gotten them to the final, dude. Like, if it ain't broke,
I know.
I think they're gonna win.
Should anyone else have been in the final? Is my big
Michelle Visage?
Yeah, I mean, that was our original
There's
call.
No
would
question.
Have been Karim, Kelvin, and Michelle Visage.
Yes, this is the final, but with the wrong woman in. Basically,
I've begun to feel sorry for Dev. Recently.
Oh, God, no, he was great, wasn't he?
And
him
and Diane. And they went out really, really early. And it just seems, again,
that was a shock.
Thinking, oh, wouldn't it be exciting, oddly, to have Kelvin versus Dev
versus
Visage?
Because I think he'd have gotten better as well. He was, I mean, just naturally extremely talented.
Yeah.
But with lots of training, I think he'd have been brilliant to watch.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And actually more interesting to watch than Karim, if we're talking sort of funky young men.
Yeah.
I'd much rather watch Dev.
I think, you know, again, it comes down as well to a certain amount of chemistry between the dancers.
Yes.
And Karim and Amy, they dance very well individually, but they do not do it well together.
No.
You don't get the impression that there's
something...
Have they
done the Best Friends Rumba? I did listen last week. I thought Carrie's observations were marvellous.
Yeah, Best Friends Rumba. Who did that? That was...
That was Chris and Karen.
Chris and Karen, yeah.
But I have Amy and Karim done a rumba?
I don't think so. No, because it's ballroom.
How did they get out of that? That's so annoying.
But that's also been the way that it's done this year.
They should all have to do all the dances. That's really unfair.
But Emma and Anton didn't do all the dances. Had they done so, they'd have really struggled.
Well, I suppose if you chuck them right in the Latin
and
deep end,
it's
it would
sort of fine because, as you say, you don't want to watch bad dancing.
No,
I'd rather watch good dancing. If they want to just do rumbas and pasos and things, great, wonderful. Keep them in contact.
Yeah.
Leave the other things to the young people who like to jump about, the jives.
I know what you mean, but actually the because of the one criticism that they really have levelled at Karim is that he can't sort of tone down his performance to fit the character of the dance so well because he's too busy being impeccable with his technique.
Mm.
That the one dance that would really have challenged him, that would have been probably really good to slow him down, is the rumba. It would have been really good to see him, but he'd probably have done it really well.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It might have changed his head a bit and made him understand.
And it's 100% not his choice.
No.
That's the thing.
No, exactly. It's the producers.
It's the producers. Amy and Karim, I mean, I can't really particularly remember the last time they actually touched.
No, there's not a lot of touching.
No.
I really wonder how they'd have done a rumba.
Mm.
Yeah, it would have been a bit of an odd-looking thing.
He unfortunately, I mean, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, but he is significantly shorter than Amy.
Yeah, and which they don't normally do. Normally they manage to get the height pairings right, like Jeanette would have perhaps been someone a little bit more petite.
Which also hints at the fact that they didn't think that he was in it for the long haul.
No.
Which is, again, fascinating that they've never quite invested in him.
No.
And they've always given him this slightly... bumpy ride.
Yeah, they have, actually.
Which is interesting. Yes.
I hope it's an interesting final.
I think it will be. I think what it will be is it will be a brilliantly danced final. I think that will be great fun. I don't think there's going to be any sort of big upsets. It will just be six very nice dances.
Yeah. I think I'm always expecting the British public to wrong foot sort of expectations in the final. But actually, I think you might be right this year. The good feeling towards Kelvin is so powerful that I think he could actually... he can override the fact that he's been the favourite since day one, which, always goes badly for the final sort of episode. I think he's just so damn nice and lovable and very pretty.
But that said, last year, or the year... It's hard to remember which year he or which, but Faye from Steps, who was absolutely brilliant.
She was wonderful.
Really great. And she was a lovely sort of warm person filled with sort of insecurity. And they kept showing her family and things.
And she cried.
And she did. She was dancing so beautifully. Yeah. She did some wonderful dances and she did not win.
No.
So there is always the chance, as you say, that we could be crowning Karim and watching him do his little heart-shaped things to the audience.
Please, no. No more.
And Kelvin, honestly saying, well done, mate, and meaning it.
Yeah, he would mean it. You know what? He won't do his little heart-shaped thing because once the glitter ball is in his hands, he won't put it down. Hard to make the heart shape when you're clamped onto the base of a tacky trophy.
Do you think for 1 minute that Amy is going to let him touch her trophy?
You're right. It's never going to happen. She'd just elbow him out of the way.
Go on, then. So call it. Who is going to be the 2019 Strictly Come Dancing or winner?
All right. Well, I mean, I have put a cheeky bet on Emma and Anton, but, as we've talked, I've been thinking that's probably a mistake. It's very, very hard to choose because the British public are now, it's in their hands and they're an unpredictable lot.
Yep.
I would actually guess that Kelvin probably has it. And OT's just great.
Yeah.
And they deserve it. And they are demonstrably the nicest to watch of all those three couples, I think. They're the ones I'd rather watch.
Is this the first time in a while as well that there have been two British professionals in the final?
Maybe. I don't know. We should have looked this up before we started.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll see how the election goes on Thursday and then we'll know whether Britain's full of racists.
I'm going to say all of the foreign dancers will have to leave by the final on Saturday because we're sending them all home, back to where they came from.
Karen, please take me
to
America.
Pull up the drawbridge. Yeah, exactly.
Take me to America. You don't need to pack anything more than a bikini.
dirty Mark. Sorry.
I almost got to the end of this without being crude, but there we are.
Never, it wasn't ever going to happen,
you
was
can't
it?
Have it all.
Taylor Swift is playing the final as well, which is kind of a big deal, I think.
That's a great book.
Pretty famous.
Yeah.
There'll be something for the nans and then something for the slightly younger nans. Yeah. I count myself as well because I'm not actually physically a nan, but I like a bit of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I do like it when they bring in the big names. It's just makes it feel like a bit of event telly. There's so little nation uniting event telly.
Oh God, so and little now.
Things like this is just brilliant.
It is.
There is a part of me that always thinks that they should get rid of the Strictly Come Dancing Christmas Day spectacular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they should just pump the final to Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
it would be a
they?
Proper having Bulk that Christmas series. Eve tradition is yep. it's Strictly Come Dancing's final.
Yeah.
That would be wicked.
It would be lovely, wouldn't it? Just keep the kind of the fun and the tension rolling. There's a strange lack of tension around the Christmas one. They've just sent it out. I didn't even read it. The press release comes out ahead of time. Obviously the Christmas one was filmed a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
An embargoed press release saying this is who wins, don't tell anyone. I didn't even look at it.
No.
There's nothing at stake here. It doesn't matter who wins.
No, there isn't.
We haven't been following their stories for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well,
that's it doesn't
it.
Matter.
And again, I do find with that one, what it's slightly like doing is it's like going ITV saying we're having a Love Island final on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It was recorded 3 months ago and there's no build up to it. It's just, we'll just go, you've won.
Exactly.
So it doesn't make any sense to
it
me.
It really doesn't. No, it's too quick. It's not the point of the show. It's a long arc and then a big money shot at the end.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind Calvin Oti. If they don't win, I mean, honestly, this show needs to end.
that's it. And many of the producers need to be put to death.
I totally agree. I, for one, will then give all of my affection towards ITV's Emmerdale.
Oh, yeah.
In a show of support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know the show that they're replacing, the January slot on Saturday nights is always very difficult to fill.
Yeah.
This year they're doing a thing called The Masked Singer, which you might have seen little micro trailers for.
Yes.
Huge, huge hit in America.
Yes.
I think maybe Channel 4 or someone had it, then yep. lost it, then the BBC very wisely pounced on it.
I know The Masked Singer
you
solely
do.
Because of how Channel 4 reacted to it and fumbled it.
Oh, really?
Which internally within the biz has been quite an interesting chat because, of course, it's in America. It has done a phenomenal business.
The business. So popular.
Yeah, it's going to
be.
The
idea is people dressed up in funny plushy costumes, famous people. We don't know who's in the costume. They sing. There's an elimination every week. But the intrigue comes in. You don't know who you're voting for.
Yes. Yeah.
They're in a mask.
Do you know what? You'll be listening to this and thinking, that sounds rubbish. It sounds a little bit like The Voice, but instead of turning around, people are wearing cat costumes.
Yeah.
I would say, first of all, A, that sounds brilliant, so shush. Yeah. But B, I mean, this has been one of the biggest hits in the States.
It has.
In the last couple of years. It's just huge.
Completely. A couple of mates of mine who work in telly went to some of the recordings of the British version and just said it's going to be huge.
Yes.
So look out for that in January.
Yes, that will be a nice little stopgap. You don't know it yet, but it's going to be your next favourite show.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Enjoy that. So thank you very much for listening to our little preview. We'll try and come back and do a little quick recap of the winners. But by that point, I'm sure you'll be totally over Strictly.
You'll have had
more than enough. You'll be moving on to a podcast about The Circle.
There really was one of those, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, very
popular
second
series. Everything's got a podcast
now,
Mark. Everything.
I know.
This podcast has got a podcast. That'd be nice.
So, until the final, listening, subscribing, the 5-star things, keep voting for Kelvin because anything else would be a travesty.
Totes.
Bye!
See ya!
GreatBigOwl.com.
What would happen if you got a comedian in a room, you opened their Amazon account, and you look back at everything they've ever bought on that website? Well, this.
Because I was consuming so much peanut butter, I decided to try and get a powdered version that wasn't as fattening.
Your handwriting can change your life.
I regret this book. I regret this book.
Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that. I do have that on my fridge.
£4 you spent on that.
That's My Mate Bought a Toaster, available now from Great Big Al.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.